You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you want to buy a home or refinance your current one, Rocket can. Happy Tuesday night to you. I'm going to be rolling here with you for the next 4 hours. This is when the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio gets started. 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Thank you all so much to people locked in on our many CBS Sports Radio affiliates. And many thanks to people who already are ahead of the curve by listening on the free Audacy app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Put it on your phone, your tablet, your desktop, whatever it is that you do. The Audacy app is the way to go. Shout outs to folks on SiriusXM channel 158 and everybody listening on a smart speaker. Also here joining us, super producer and host Dave Shepard. We got a lot to do here over the next 4 hours. And if you follow me on social media, you'll already know every single thing that we are going to get into. My social media, I am at JR Sport Brief everywhere. That's Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. The number here at CBS Sports Radio is as follows, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. If you listen to the show, if you follow the show, you know, having a conversation with you is a very important part of the show. And so we'll dive into that a little bit later on. As I just mentioned, I tweet out and post what we're going to talk about every single night. And this evening is no different. John Gruden has finally talked publicly about his email scandal that forced him to resign last October as head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders. John Wall was very frank with his own career and just how tough it's been the past few years, how tough it's been for him, both personally and professionally. Deion Sanders reminding us that, man, it's a hard knock life if you're a college athlete. Unfortunately, Jackson, Mississippi, is dealing with some terrible storms and rain and floods over the past several days and week. And the football program is not in the best of shape right now. Speaking of the best of shape, if you're an NFL player, typically today is the day that you don't want to see. It's cut down day, especially if you happen to be someone on the bubble. Approximately 800 NFL players were cut today. Yeah. Baker Mayfield, he had some private words that were revealed publicly about what he wants to do to the Cleveland Browns. No surprise there. And now he just has to back those words up. And so we got a lot to do, a lot to get into. Super producer and host Dave Shepard, how was your Tuesday, man? You're still hanging out here, man. You ain't get cut.
I did not get cut, but the night is young, so I'm hoping that is the theme that is continuous, JR. It's good to always be with you, sir. How are you?
Thank you, man. I'm very well, very well. So you're correct. You're here. The night is young. We got a lot to get into. And unfortunately for a lot of NFL players, and I just mentioned this, it's cut down day. Guys who happen to be on the bubble trying to fight for a spot on a 53-man roster. Teams are running around with 80 guys in training camp. 80 guys in training camp have to bring the roster down to 53. Simple math will tell you that 27 individuals need to be cut, and then NFL teams will typically add 16 of those players that were cut to the practice squad. Everybody else is going to have to go home. Some players will be picked up by another team. Some will get picked up and put on another practice squad. And today it was a reality that a lot of these young men will never step foot onto an NFL field again. And it doesn't matter if it's the practice field, doesn't matter if it's the regular season field. Dream shattered. Dream put down. I mean, look, we didn't have any of these big, gigantic names that were cut today. There were no superstars. There were no gigantic names who happened to be cap casualties. But there were some notable names, just even over the past 24 hours, who have been given the boot. Sony Michel, Miami Dolphins running back, former Los Angeles Ram, former Georgia Bulldog. Sony Michel got the boot from the Miami Dolphins. Mohamed Sanu, over the past several years in the NFL, he's been known as a big blocking wideout. The Dolphins got rid of him. I want to say maybe the most surprising move throughout the course of today, thinking about cuts, and I guess this is also tied and related to John Gruden, Mike Mayock, Alex Leatherwood, offensive tackle, had the move to guard by the Raiders. He was selected number 17 overall last year. The Raiders cut him. Basically $15 million to go ahead and take a hike. And if you watched Alex Leatherwood in a game last year, if you saw how many penalties he committed, holding and grabbing and false starts, you would understand why the Raiders gave him the boot. Another surprising move, the Texans, they cut Marlon Mack. I remember a few years ago, he was getting the job done for the Indianapolis Colts. The Bucs, and what is probably just a short-term move, they cut Logan Ryan, likely to bring him back, just making room for Ryan Jensen on the roster so they can ultimately put him on the PUP list until he recovers. And so today was rather quiet. We didn't get any of those big names. But it's unfortunate that you can go through college and go through high school and be the man. And then you get to the NFL, and the dream is pretty much shattered. It's stopped. You got to find something else to do. Are you going to the CFL? You going to the XFL? Yeah, Dwayne The Rock Johnson is going to start the XFL. Individuals have more options now to play professional football than they have in the past. But it doesn't matter what you put in front of an FL, whether it's a C, whether it's an X, there's only one really that counts. And if you're in the CFL playing in Canada, if you end up playing in a spring league, if you're a part of the revived XFL led by Dwayne The Rock Johnson, everybody wants to go to the big time. Everybody wants to play in the NFL. You know, we spend so much time talking about the big names, the Tom Brady's of the world, the Aaron Rodgers, the individuals that will be going into the Hall of Fame, the guys who are making $40, $45, $50 million per year. And as we should, they're the superstars. They're the focus. But on a 53-man roster, composed, as we know, of a team, man, that guy, that 53rd guy, man, he's fighting for his spot every year. Number 52 on special teams, going down the field at a million miles per hour. That one hit could end his career. He's fighting for a spot. And it's a tough world. They ain't making $230 and $240 and $250 million guaranteed. These guys just get cut. And even if you last right now, even if you last this year, we know the average career for an NFL player is only 3 to 4 years old. And so we can always enjoy the top flight guys making all the cash, making all the money. We can argue about who's the best quarterback. We can argue about which offensive lineman made the top 100 list. We can look at Cooper Kupp and Devontae Adams. We can debate Derek Carr. Regardless of how you feel, these guys are stars in the league. Derek Carr is a star. People know who he is. He's one of 32 starting quarterbacks in the game. The majority of the league, the majority of NFL players, these guys are anonymous. They're fighting for a spot because they might be back home tomorrow. One hit might wipe them out. And one success might elevate them into life-changing money, not just for them, but their families. Damn it, we're going to talk about families and sports later on in the show. John Wall spilled his guts and reminded us of just how fragile things can be for a professional athlete, for everybody, anybody. Doesn't matter how much money you're making. And so there were no big names dropped today. It's kind of a bittersweet thing to look at where we're at on the calendar and just really say, damn. In about 24 hours, we're going to be staring right into September 1st. A little more than a week from now, we're going to be looking at the start of the NFL regular season. Preseason games, done. The rosters, set. Training camp, complete. 80 men on a squad, down to 53. And then we're going to move into 17 games for every single team. And then ultimately, yeah, and this is hell of a fast forward, we're going to get to a Super Bowl at the end of the winter time. And so let's not go that damn far. But this is a bittersweet thing. Summertime is coming to a close. Labor Day is staring us right in the face. And a bunch of NFL players are going to have to go into their holiday, coming to the reality that they will no longer be an NFL player. The dream is shattered. And we hear about this. When you're in high school, well, not everybody's going to make it to the pros. When you get to college, not everybody's going to make it to the pros. And it really must stink when you can scratch and claw for that opportunity and it doesn't knock and you get sent home. Hey, this ain't for everybody. The NFL, if you want to know anything, we know it this much. It's a cutthroat business. Hey, Shep, you ever seen those scenes on Hard Knocks where they call the player in, the equipment manager taps you on the shoulder, says, bring your notebook, bring your binder, come talk to the coach. They say, thank you, keep trying, and that's it. They send you home.
You see it far too often, unfortunately.
Yes, not everybody's going to make it. And we've seen the behind the scenes in shows like Hard Knocks. This year, the Detroit Lions have been highlighted for Hard Knocks. And everybody knows what they get into when you sign up. Being a professional athlete is not easy. I don't care what sport it is. Being in the NFL or trying to make it into the NFL, damn it, it seems even tougher. I think at the back end, it also can be less rewarding unless you're making the big bucks. And speaking of the big bucks, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, I want to talk to you about someone who was slated to make some big bucks, and now he took a pay cut. Not only did he take a pay cut, he still might end up the starting quarterback for his team. We're going to take a look at the 49ers because Kyle Shanahan has spoken. He's talking or has talked about the return of Jimmy Garoppolo and what this means for Trey Lance. The question is, is Kyle Shanahan telling the truth? And in the case of Trey Lance, how does he feel knowing that Jimmy G is going to be looking over his shoulder? I want you to hear from Kyle Shanahan on the other side of the break. We're going to keep things rolling. We are just getting started and warmed up. You are listening to the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. This portion of the show is brought to you by AutoZone. Free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries that fit your needs. That's what makes AutoZone America's number one battery destination. So, get in the zone. AutoZone. We're here in the zone to start off tonight's show. Open things up talking about cut day. NFL teams were required this afternoon to bring their rosters from training camp down from 80 to 53. There are going to be a lot of lives that were changed. There are going to be a lot of lives that were altered. And today was ultimately the last stop for a lot of young men as they try to fulfill their goal to make it in the NFL. And for some, this might be a stopgap. This might be a bump in the road. And, you know, we all deal with it. And so all the best to everyone, whether you made an NFL roster and you survived the cut. It's going to be exciting for a lot of players. Or whether you happen to be in the majority where that dream ended. You know, all the best to everyone. Speaking of a dream that did not end, and I guess this is just a saga that will continue to go on. Last night we talked about Jimmy Garoppolo. For all we've heard in the offseason, Jimmy G had surgery. The 49ers plan on trading Jimmy G when he's healthy. Oh, well, now he's healthy, and now he's in training camp, and hey, can we trade him? We've now moved into a space where every team had a quarterback. There is no place for Jimmy G. There isn't a quarterback reputable enough who got hurt. We know about Deshaun Watson and his suspension. Jacoby Brissett is going to be leading the way for the Browns. And so what happened with Jimmy G? He didn't get cut. He did not get traded. The 49ers decided to keep Jimmy Garoppolo, and Jimmy Garoppolo has accepted to return on a reduced salary. This is the final year of his contract. He was scheduled to make $24 million. He accepted a pay cut that will only pay him about $6.5 million, and it's full of incentives. If he goes out there, if he plays, he can make $16 million for the entire season. He has a no-trade clause, and everybody had to go, well, damn, y'all don't believe in Trey Lance, do you? Well, damn, you don't think Trey Lance is capable of leading the way. Well, damn, you want Jimmy G here as insurance. If Trey Lance gets hurt, or if Trey Lance just stinks to join up, they can insert Jimmy Garoppolo. And we know this is very different than what was said a few weeks ago by Kyle Shanahan. Kyle Shanahan said, we are moving on. Jimmy G knows this. Trey Lance is the guy. Months ago, management made it clear to the public and Jimmy Garoppolo, we will look to move on. Jimmy is no longer a part of our future. Well, how interesting things have changed. Because Kyle Shanahan, he explained to the media, he talked to the public, and he said why giving Jimmy Garoppolo a new deal to be a backup was just a win-win for everybody.
That's why Trey's our starting quarterback. I mean, that's why Jimmy wasn't an option unless he came in as a backup role. And that didn't become an option until it was clear that, at least so far, that no one was given an exact human opportunity.
Spin, 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 spin. The PR people are absolutely wonderful. And the coaches do this so often, they probably don't even need the help. It's the art of saying nothing. It's like everything is in front of us. Kyle Shanahan isn't going to admit that, yeah, well, I wouldn't prefer to have Jimmy Garoppolo here. But it's pretty much a necessity because the guy that we wanted is not ready. You can't say that. You know what, NFL head coach? What coach, period, is going to come out and just say, yeah, my guy sucks. He's not ready. It's rare. Especially when he's fragile, especially when he hasn't been a starter for a complete season, especially when he's come into the NFL just as a completely raw prospect. And so because he's raw, because Trey Lance is waiting for that opportunity to show that he's a full-time starter, for whatever reason, Kyle Shanahan also talked about Trey Lance being happy that Jimmy Garoppolo is back. Take a listen to this.
I mean, Trey and Jimmy have a great relationship. I think Trey actually likes having Jimmy in the building, and Trey was very grateful to how Jimmy was to him last year. And we feel very strongly from the two people that Jimmy will give that back to Trey this year. They'll do for Trey what Jimmy did for him in the year before.
Oh, come on, man. What, is Kyle Shanahan getting ready to run for office?
Yes.
What, he's being very diplomatic here, right?
Yes.
Like, dude, what is this? I mean, and here's the funny part. This is what I love. Because the coaches can never admit the truth. But it always stares all of us right in the face. If they were really confident in Trey Lance, A, his skill level, which Kyle Shanahan admitted over the weekend, I wish I could get him more reps. If he was comfortable with him. And then also, knowing his style of play, you don't know how he's going to hold up. If you felt good, you wouldn't bring back Jimmy Garoppolo. You would have cut him. You would have released him. Because, you know, this is something else. NFL teams and coaches and general managers and organizations, they always say, you know what we don't want? Distractions. We don't want anything to take away from the big picture of the team. We want to eliminate all of them at any cost. Jimmy Garoppolo being here on this team, you don't think that's a distraction? You don't think Jimmy Garoppolo being on the team isn't a scenario where Trey Lance looks and goes, wait a minute, they don't believe in me. They're not confident in me. And this can do one of two things for Trey Lance. It can either push him or it could tear him apart. And we're going to find out soon enough. I hate to say it, but based on the track record of young quarterbacks in the league, the odds are very high that Trey Lance starts, gets benched, and then has to watch Jimmy Garoppolo play football at a high level as long as he stays healthy. And so the 49ers, man, I'm sorry, they're starting to look sillier by the day. And they're going to look real silly in 2 months, a month and a half, whenever the case might be. They're going to look real silly when Trey Lance looks like ass and Jimmy Garoppolo is completely broken. The 49ers have just fumbled this quarterback scenario. I guess the only savior for him would be Tom Brady. And we know he ain't playing for them this year. They might have to wait another one. But for Kyle Shanahan, at that point, it might be too late. And so, Shep, I got to tell you this, not that you would be unaware. I am prepared to listen to Kyle Shanahan every week because he's going to be asked about his quarterback situation, and he is going to tap dance around it better than some of the folks in D.C. He's saying a whole lot of nothing right now.
I hear you, Jared, my question for you is this. You've said it many times. Trey Lance did not look bad last year for a rookie. And when you consider how stacked that rookie class is at the quarterback position last year, the Lawrences and the Wilsons and the Mac Joneses of the world, Justin Fields, where do you stack him up against those other four guys?
Man, he's a TBD.
Okay.
He's a TBD.
And those other guys aren't, in your opinion, then?
Well, we have a little bit more of an idea. You know, a Mac Jones. Mac Jones can be a starter in the league, and I always say year two is rather telling. You know, how does a rookie adjust to defenses who have now seen you for a year? How do you strike back? You know, not everybody will be shot out of a cannon. Let's look at Patrick Mahomes. He's helped take the Kansas City Chiefs to four consecutive AFC championship games since he's been a starter. People still look at that first full year and 50 touchdowns, and he's still kind of measured towards that. And so moving into year two is always going to be telling. You know, Mac Jones, okay, what is Mac Jones going to look like? And people are already bracing for a letdown with the Patriots' offensive system. Who's calling the plays? Who isn't calling the plays? Trevor Lawrence, I think there's an expectation that he lives up to the billing. Zach Wilson, we know that he's hurt. The same time, he plays for the Jets. It might be a scarlet letter for him to run around with, just period. And Trey Lance, you know, I said TBD, it's to be determined. Everybody's TBD, all the young players. His score is pretty much incomplete. I don't think anybody knows what we have out of Trey Lance. But if you pay attention to the reports from the Bay, if you listen to the coaches, it's obvious he ain't ready. And so Jimmy Garoppolo was there. And how about this? It's highly likely that Jimmy Garoppolo is going to play. It's just a matter of time, folks. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We are going to continue on. And speaking of playing, Baker Mayfield, he's getting ready to open up his season. Carolina Panthers going to take on the Browns. And then Baker Mayfield is already talking trash about that matchup against his old team and returning to play. I told you about Brian Robinson, Washington football running back. This man was shot over the weekend, and he's already back in the facility. Damn it, he did not get cut today, which bodes well for him. And when he might come back, I guess, this season, we'll talk about it on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Wow, it's exciting talking to you, Mr. JR. You are clear, concise, accurate, and honest. I love listening to you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We talked about Jimmy Garoppolo. He's not being traded. He's not being released. Jimmy Garoppolo is going to return for one more year at minimum to the San Francisco 49ers. I told you, I believe eventually he will start over Trey Lance. Is it going to be spot start duty? Is it going to be relief? Is it going to be a stretch of games? Is he ultimately going to take over? That's going to be the fun part. Unless you're a fan of the 49ers and you're just like, damn, here we go. Entering into a quarterback circus. And so I'm going to keep a keen eye on that situation because Kyle Shanahan will be absolutely hilarious throughout this entire process. And it's not going to be his intention to be hilarious as he talks to the media every single week and says nothing. Yeah, Trey is our quarterback. Well, Jimmy's the backup. Well, we're not going to switch Jimmy in and put him in for Trey. Fine, okay. I'm preparing myself for the theater that will take place every week. And speaking of theater, this is an unfortunate circumstance of theater. This isn't the one you want to go to. But we've seen what has taken place throughout the summer, throughout the spring and now moving into the fall, and almost more than a year here, at least for Deshaun Watson as it relates to his career, and more specifically, Baker Mayfield, because he's finally been given the boot. Baker Mayfield is no longer a member of the Browns. Baker Mayfield is a Carolina Panther. He beat out Sam Darnold for the starting job. These are two individuals who were taken at the top of the 2018 draft. Sam Darnold going 3, Baker Mayfield going number 1, and now they're on the same team. And of course, Baker wins the job. That's why they traded for him. And Sam Darnold, he lost the job, and then he still got hurt. Messed up his ankle a couple of days ago. And so Baker Mayfield is going to get the start. And of course, who do the Carolina Panthers open up their season against? Who do the Carolinas take on to start the year on Sunday, September 11th? It's no one other than Baker Mayfield's former team, the Cleveland Browns. They are going and coming into town to take on the Carolina Panthers in Baker Mayfield's debut. Now, what does this mean? What do you think it means? Baker Mayfield is going to try to go out there and light their asses up. Baker Mayfield had a private, now I guess it's not so much private anymore, he had a private conversation. Cynthia Freeland covers the NFL. She spoke to Baker Mayfield, and she shared that Baker says, "I'm going to F them up about the Browns." She said she went up to him and tried to share some encouraging words, and Baker said, "I'm going to F them up." And this was a private conversation that is now public. And so Myles Garrett, who's one of the best defensive players in the NFL, one of the best players in the entire game, he pretty much said, "Look, of course we, the Browns, will use the words as motivation. It'll be fuel. But at the end of the day, a guy is going to do anything he can to try and get himself to 1,000% better. And if it takes that to hype him up or using it to hype us up, it's going to add fire for both teams." And I'm sure that Myles Garrett would love nothing more than to drive Baker Mayfield into the dirt. Baker Mayfield being the starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. No touch. Hands off. Laissez-faire. You can't put your hands on the quarterback. And so if Myles Garrett can go ahead and get him, this isn't a practice scenario. This isn't a practice situation. Myles Garrett might drive Baker Mayfield into the next dimension. It wasn't too long ago that while Baker Mayfield was still on the team, Myles Garrett made it very clear how he feels about Baker. And he didn't even have to, eviscerate the guy. I want you to listen to this courtesy of TMZ Sports. Myles was asked if he believed in Baker Mayfield as the Browns quarterback, and take a listen.
"He's the biggest star in the Browns. A lot of people have written off Baker Mayfield. You should have confidence in what you bring up with Baker."
"What's up, man? I mean, he's my quarterback. He's my guy. He's stuck by us. I'm still by him."
"You think he gets you the playoffs next year? You still believe in him, right?"
"I believe in the Browns."
"That's what's up."
Do you believe in Baker Mayfield as the quarterback? Well, damn. Myles Garrett just made it very clear. "I believe in the Browns." Whoa. And sure, yeah, team sport. The team is supposed to trump overall. But come on now. Yeah, this is an extreme example, and I'll use a few of them just to kind of temper things. If you're asked if you believe in Tom Brady, you're looking at the guy and you're saying, "What the hell type of dumbass question is that? Of course I believe in Tom Brady." If someone takes a look at Patrick Mahomes and says, "Do you believe in Patrick Mahomes as a starter?" You're going to go, "Of course. What are you talking about?" But Baker Mayfield is pretty much everybody's favorite pinata. He gets beat up, and sure, he has a lot to prove. But the Carolina Panthers, are they the place to go ahead and for him to prove anything? Probably not. This is like a match made in heaven. You have a mediocre team still hunting and looking for their quarterback, and you have a good to mediocre quarterback who's on his second chance already. And so Baker Mayfield just has to hope that Myles Garrett does not absolutely lose his mind out there on the field, because we've seen what happens when he loses his mind out on the field. And you might recall, Myles Garrett was the dude swinging that helmet around against Mason Rudolph. Myles Garrett had to serve a suspension after that. And Baker Mayfield at the time, courtesy of the NFL Network, he was quite critical. Listen.
I don't care, rivalry or not, we can't do that. That's kind of the history of, you know, what's been going on here lately, hurting yourself. And that's just endangering the other team. That's inexcusable. He knows that. I hope he does now. It's tough. We'll see.
Mason Rudolph, a friend of yours, Myles Garrett, a teammate of yours. What were you saying to your teammates over there to kind of calm everybody down?
I don't think there's anything in that moment that I can really say to calm him down. You know what? The reality is he's going to get suspended. We don't know how long, and that hurts our team. And we can't do that. We can't continue to hurt this team. That's inexcusable.
Well, he actually sounds like he was being a good leader there, and I agree with him. At the same time, I mean, well, damn. Myles Garrett's probably going to come for that. He's going to whoop his ass. And, I mean, let's also be honest. Jacoby Brissett is going to be the starting quarterback. Wouldn't it be one hell of a story if to start the season off, Baker Mayfield beats the Browns? Wouldn't that be one hell of a story if Baker Mayfield goes out there and beats the team that said, we don't want you? And how about this? Hey, Shep.
Yes.
Guess who hit another home run? Just like right now.
Does his last name rhyme with a courtship position?
It does.
Number 51?
Courtship position? What? Oh, yeah, Aaron Judge.
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah,
yes, sir. I'll rise.
Yeah, Aaron Judge just hit another home run.
We're going to play another Yankees Network highlight tonight, sounds like.
Let's see. Did he hit a home run? Was it double off the wall? I think he just missed it. Did he hit a – what is this? What
I'm seeing 7-2, 51.
He did. It went over the top of the wall, or at least it went over the line for a home run. And, yes, Aaron Judge hit another home run, 51. He's gonna get this record, isn't he?
Well, we're talking about the American League record, 61. Yes, he will.
Yeah, he's gonna tie 61. He's probably going to surpass it. The only thing that stops him, and yeah, guys get into these cold streaks. Aaron Judge could hit a streak where he goes flat. It happens. I hope it doesn't happen, but it happens. The other thing that might take place, and we saw this a little bit last night, is if teams stop pitching to him. If teams stop even giving him an opportunity to go up to the plate. The one time they actually pitched to him, he hit a home run. And the home run that he just hit is here in the top of the fourth inning. And, yes, the New York Yankees actually winning a baseball game 7-2 right now. So Aaron Judge continues on with his march towards the American League MVP. He continues his march towards potentially. Damn, I watched a home run. He makes this look too easy. It's like he's playing with kids out there. He's on his way to the American League home run record, and the only guys above him, pretty much, and if he does get past 61, are the gentlemen who cheated, okay? Hi, Sammy Sosa, Mark McGwire, and then also Barry Bonds. And so I'm also just hoping that the New York Yankees aren't a downer in this situation. They've been sub 500 for the month of August. Aaron Judge has been carrying the team. If he is to break the record, I'm not going to say it's going to have a just less of a warm, fuzzy feeling. It's not going to feel as good if the Yankees just continue to suck and he breaks it. It might be good for him. It's going to be good for his wallet. But I don't know if the Yankee fans will enjoy it as much if Aaron Judge breaks the record and the Yankees are going absolutely nowhere. And so Aaron Judge does it again tonight. Just a few minutes ago, hitting his 51st home run. Now 10 away from tying the American League single season home run record. And so we're going to talk more about Aaron Judge as the show goes on. We're going to talk about the NFL and cut day. John Gruden opened up his mouth, talked about his emails, said he is ashamed of the controversy. John Wall opening up about his own life and professionally and personally. We got a lot to get into. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break. We're going to talk about this all when we come back. Don't move.